Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear, with warm temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze offers some relief. As the day unfolds, enjoy the sunshine if you're outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, amid a truce, Hezbollah attacked IDF forces in southern Lebanon earlier today. Six gunmen were killed in Bint Jebel. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Palestinians are voting in local elections in Gaza for the first time in 20 years. This took place earlier this hour. Also, this hour, Walla reports that Iran executed a man accused of spying for Israel. This happened after the Supreme Court's approval. Separately, the Jerusalem Post uncovers a covert Hamas funding network. Key figures have been sentenced, with millions funneled to support terrorism in Gaza. And finally, Israel Hayom notes Palestinians voting in Gaza. Residents express mixed feelings about the elections. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Times of Israel posted earlier today about the Palestinian Authority holding local elections, marking the first in parts of Gaza since 2007. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, noted earlier today criticism of President Joe Biden from within Israel, highlighting personal and political attacks. Separately, S. Sinishlawi, speaking on Israeli television, emphasized the significance of today's Palestinian elections beyond municipal implications. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports that Hezbollah's attack on the IDF comes amid a tense truce. The IDF responded by targeting buildings used to launch rockets. This escalation follows a ceasefire extension announcement by Donald Trump. The impact on border security remains a concern for residents. Turning to Gaza, Israel Hayom highlights that these local elections are a significant political event. It's the first time in two decades that such elections occur in the region, reflecting a potential shift in local governance. Residents in Deir al-Bala express a mix of hope and skepticism about the political process. Meanwhile, the execution reported by Walla in Iran underscores ongoing tensions between Tehran and Tel Aviv. The individual, labeled a Mossad agent, was executed following a legal process approved by Iran's Supreme Court. This execution may further strain diplomatic relations between the two nations. Finally, the Jerusalem Post's report on a Hamas funding network reveals the financial channels supporting terrorism in Gaza. The court's ruling against key figures highlights the ongoing challenges in curbing illicit financial activities. The implications for regional stability are significant as authorities aim to dismantle such networks. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Intel resolved a $1 million fraud lawsuit against a former employee and a supplier. The settlement details remain private. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals stark price differences in meat across discount chains. The survey highlights where consumers can find the cheapest options for their barbecues. And finally, Ynet Business announces Amazon's resumption of free shipping to Israel. This service returns after a wartime pause, although delivery times are still extended. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.